Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has finalized flood hazard determinations for the Kenai Peninsula Borough in Alaska. These determinations include updates to base flood elevations, flood depths, and the special flood hazard area boundaries on the flood insurance rate maps. The updated flood insurance rate maps and flood insurance study reports are essential for the borough's floodplain management resources, which are necessary for participation in FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program. The new flood hazard information will be effective beginning February 28th of 2025 and is available for public inspection at the Kenai Peninsula Borough's designated map repository and online through FEMA's Map Service Center. Local property owners and lessees are encouraged to review the updated maps online through the FEMA Map Service Center at msc.fema.gov to understand how these changes may affect their properties and insurance requirements. This finalization follows a period of public notification and the resolution of any appeals, ensuring the community is informed and prepared for the changes. To view the original document on the Federal Register, visit this story at radiokenai.com. Find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. Donald Trump assigned Doug Burgum a singular mission in nominating the governor of oil-rich North Dakota to lead an agency that oversees a half billion acres of federal land in vast areas offshore. Drill, baby, drill. Public lands experts said his experience as a popular two-term governor who aligns himself with conservationists like Teddy Roosevelt suggests a willingness to collaborate as opposed to dismantling from within the agency he is tasked with leading. That could help smooth his confirmation and clear the way for the incoming administration to move quickly to open more public lands to development and commercial use. The Interior Department manages about one-fifth of the country's land with a mandate that spans from wildlife conservation and recreation to natural resource extraction and fulfilling treaty obligations with Native American tribes. About 26% of U.S. oil comes from federal lands and offshore waters overseen by the Interior. Industry representatives and their Republican allies say production volumes could be further boosted. They want Burgum and the Interior Department to ramp up oil and gas sales from federal lands in the Gulf of Mexico and offshore Alaska. The oil industry hopes Trump's government efficiency initiative, led by billionaire Elon Musk, can dramatically reduce environmental reviews. It is unclear if Burgum would revive some of the most controversial steps taken at the agency during Trump's first term, including relocating senior officials out of Washington, D.C., dismantling parts of the Endangered Species Act, and shrinking the size of two national monuments in Utah designated by former President Barack Obama. Oil production boomed over the past two decades in North Dakota, thanks in large part to better drilling techniques. Find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. A Homer man was sentenced last week for his role in a 2021 drunk driving incident that caused the death of 25-year-old Homer resident Drew Brown and the injury of two other passengers. 22-year-old Tyler Cortez was sentenced in a packed Homer courthouse on Thursday, November 20th. In August, Cortez pled guilty to criminally negligent homicide, two counts of assault, and driving while intoxicated. Then on Thursday, Homer Superior Court Judge Bride Seifert sentenced Cortez to a total of 14 years in prison, with 10 years in 8 months suspended, followed by 7 years of probation. On December 21st of 2021 at 10 p.m., Cortez was driving a pickup truck with three friends as passengers at approximately 70 miles per hour on the Sterling Highway in Homer when he lost control, struck a snowbank, rolled over, and collided with a telephone pole. Brown was ejected from the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the hospital later that night. Another passenger received injuries requiring hospitalization, while a third passenger received minor injuries. Cortez was not injured in the crash. At the scene, Cortez told responding officers that Brown was the driver. Through extensive investigation, Homer police officers determined that Cortez was in fact the driver of the car. He was indicted by a Kenai grand jury in September of last year and then arrested and extradited from Las Vegas, where he went to live after the accident. Cortez apologized for his actions and referred to his friend Drew as a beautiful person. In sentencing Cortez, Judge Seifert credited Cortez with accepting his responsibility for his actions. Further details available by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.